How does one become the biggest mascot in Madison, Wisconsin? And what does it take?
It's hard. First thing they do, they say, all right, get on the ground. We're doing push-ups. So you max out on push-ups.
What motivates people to do what they do? You're about to find out all that and more with Andy Brooks and her guests and her podcast, Under the Covers. In each episode, you'll go under the covers with Andy and a special guest to learn more about their lives. Thanks for getting cozy with us.
Hey, what's going on? It's Andy Brooks. Welcome to my podcast. Today, we have a special someone. He's charming. He puts the biggest smile on little kids to grown adult faces. Or, yeah, we'll sometimes make people cry as well. But he is the one and only University of Wisconsin-Madison's Bucky Badger.
Hi, good to be here.
Okay, so I guess I first have to start off with, we're going to keep you anonymous. We aren't going to say your name at all today to keep your identity hidden, obviously.
As much as can be.
Yep. However, I think we need to ask you, are you like a Bucky number one, a Bucky number seven? Are you just a Bucky, or how many Buckies are there?
There are seven of us, and I would be number one if we did it that way. We just kind of go by who's been on the team the longest, and if you have the same number of years of experience, then your age. And everyone's pretty equal, I would say.
Okay, so you're not like, yeah. I'm Bucky number one.
No. So everyone's pretty equal, and everyone does all types of events. Unless hockey games, only two of us right now can skate. So there are only two people that do hockey games.
Okay, we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's first just start at the beginning. You're a student at UW, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I am a senior currently.
How did you, going into college, how did you just think, I am going to be Bucky?
I get that question a lot, and for each of us, it's a different answer. I don't know how I ended up at tryouts. It was kind of a mixture of good fortune for me. I had mentioned it to my mom once, like, hey, that'd be cool to do. And my roommate, like, I had forgotten about it. My roommate at the time, freshman year, brought it up. And I was like, oh, yeah, that would be pretty cool. And I mentioned it again to my mom. And then all of a sudden, my mom was on a mission. She was going to make me try out. I even forgot one of my pieces of paperwork. And she was like, nope, I'll get it to you. I'm emailing it to you right now. Get it in. So I definitely have to thank my mom for it. And then partly my roommate, too. He reminded me that tryouts were happening.
And he's not a Bucky.
No, okay. Unfortunately not. We tried out at the same time.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Are you guys still good friends now that he's not a Bucky and you are?
Yeah. Okay, I don't see him quite as much because he went on a year-long trip to New Zealand. So
that's amazing.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So growing up, are you from Wisconsin?
I'm from Minnesota. Okay. The only one. Everyone else is from Wisconsin.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you were a freshman, you obviously then tried out to be Bucky, but could you be like a sophomore or a junior, or do you have to be a freshman to try out?
No, actually, we had one guy this past year who was a junior going into his senior year. And that was going to be it for him. He was just going to do the 1 year. And he liked it so much that he's adding another year to school just to come back for another year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what are you studying? Because I know we'll get to your schedule and stuff, but what are you studying at UW?
I'm a chemical engineering major. So really pack a lot into a little amount of time.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So I need to know because I work the hockey game. So I see mm-hmm. Buckies performing, and then if anyone goes to a football game or a basketball game or an event, we all see that Bucky mm-hmm. is very active. What did it take first? Let's talk about tryouts. What do you have to do to become Bucky?
So tryouts are a three-day process. The first day you get there, and it's kind of just a big group of guys, and every once in a while you get a couple girls in the mix. And the first thing they do, they say, all right, get on the ground. We're doing push-ups. So you max out on push-ups for the very first thing. And then right after that, we line up and we do elevators with the cheerleaders because we do that during basketball games. So we need to see if you can actually do that with the cheerleaders. Really not that hard. It just takes a little bit of balance. And then after that, there are three different stations. The first one is dancing. They just give you 90 seconds and like seven or eight different songs. And they just want to see how well you can transition to different songs. Anything from rock music to pop music to school fight songs.
Do you know how to dance? And if so, what's your go-to dance move?
Now I know how to dance. No, when I started, I one of the older guys, after I tried out and made the team, he told me my dancing station was pretty bad.
Oh.
But really, in that station, it's all about confidence for the most part, seeing how well you roll with things. But no, ever since being on the team, I've gotten a lot more confidence, really with everything, but especially dancing. One of the older guys kind of try and copy his moves, and definitely have become a lot better. I wouldn't say great by any means, but yeah. And the music style in the dancing really makes it difficult trying to transition.
I bet.
And the second station is props, and that is the most awkward 1 minute of your life times 10. You get into this room, and the judges are sitting there, and they say, ask you a couple questions, and then they say, all right, you have 1 minute to look at all these props, and then you'll have 1 minute to perform afterwards. And during that first minute, you can move them around and whatnot. And they say, your goal is just try and make us laugh.
Can you tell us what some of the props are?
It's anything that we find around our house, because we get an email before tryouts that says, hey, bring 5 props
for the prop station.
I brought a laundry basket, a frisbee, I think a life jacket. There are several. There was a chicken coop 1 year. There's a like a hand dolly. One year there were just EpiPens laying there. So it really anything. It could be anything, and the whole goal is the props to be used not how they're originally used for. So if you have a broom, ride it like a witch or play curling with it.
Can you tell me what some of the things you perform with your props?
Like
the laundry basket. What'd you do with the laundry?
This is a while ago.
Yeah.
So I think what I did to start was I put, I think, a football on a cone. And then I had a crutch, and then I played golf with it. And then my first swing, I missed the ball, played it up real big. And then I found, I don't remember what it was, and it was this really light something. I think it was a cushion or something, and I tried to lift it up and pretended like it was too heavy. The key question that comes out of that is the judges will ask, so how do you think you did? And that's really nerve-wracking to answer.
I mean, what did you – do you remember what you said?
You
got to be confident, right?
Yeah. Some people will say, you know, not too great. Because it really is. It's super awkward.
When you went into tryouts, did you work out beforehand, or did you just be like, screw it, I'm just going to go try out to be Buggy?
Definitely the second set mindset. I just kind of went in. I'm like – whatever happens, happens. If I make it, I make it. If I don't, well, there's always next year. And actually, by the end of tryouts, the third day there's an interview, and they asked me how were tryouts. And I said, honestly, like, if I don't make it, I'll be back. They were a lot of fun.
Wow. Tryouts
themselves are a lot of fun.
So 3-day tryout, how many hours each day?
The first day is quite a bit longer. I'd say probably 2-3 hours maybe. And then the second day is an optional skating tryout, which we tell everyone to go to if they can, because you don't have to skate to make the team, but it can always help.
That's got to be crazy, the skating part, because you have the whole getup on, and I mean, y'all look like you're good skaters.
Thank you. Thank you. Because that's something we never really get used to, just being so top heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that we practice a lot, skating specifically.
You do?
Yes.
Like how many days a week?
Starting out, probably try and go once a week in the fall semester before the season starts.
Okay, so weekly.
Yeah, and then during the season, we just do so many games that not so much anymore.
Wow, that's crazy. Now, each year, do you have to retry out to be Buggy again, or once you get it your first time, you're Buggy every year?
Mix of both. Once you get it your first time, kind of get a feel of things, and then you try it again for your second year. And then once you've made it again for your second year, you're good. You're on the team.
Okay, so you're Buggy. You know, I feel like you know, sporting teams and maybe close friends when you become something like a Bucky, something so incredible and known. You guys do like something like a ritual or like a pact or like something to like be like, we are one. Rumor has it that everyone gets a Bucky tattoo. Is this true?
It's optional. Yes.
So you don't, it's not like forced upon you.
It's not forced upon you.
Did you get the Bucky tattoo?
Everyone does it.
Everyone does
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It actually, that started, I believe, in Minnesota.
Really?
Yep. And that is now a thing that happens. Yes.
So cool.
Yep.
Wait, I got to ask you, you said some girls try out. Has there ever been a girl Bucky?
I think the last one was in the early 2000s or 90s. I think the 90s.
Okay.
But when we see girls come through, the hardest part about it for to have a girl in suit is to play the character of a ladies' man. Also, there's a height requirement, 5'10 minimum, so that
okay. I could try out to be Bucky.
Yes,
I'm like five.
Yes, you could.
I'm like right there.
You have to come back to school, though.
Oh.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I'm not sure you want to do that.
I don't think I can do
yeah.
that.
So that wipes out a lot of girls to start. And then after that, if they can play a ladies man, absolutely, they have a shot.
Wow. Okay. So once you become Bucky, what's like the next step? You start practicing. What happens?
Very first thing is you get a sports physical from the athletic department before you can do anything, so they can cover you insurance-wise, whatnot. Right after that, we throw you in. You're doing your first event. We'll be there with you. The older guys will be there with the rookies, and let them have at. We'll tell them as much as we can, but it's so much of a hands-on learning experience that no matter what you tell them, they're going to figure it out by doing it. And it's especially so in how Bucky moves. You see people, rookies, just stand there in their first few events where Bucky's always supposed to be moving. Always. Never should be standing still. Even during the national anthem, if you watch him, he's swaying. Just never is stood still unless he's taking a photograph. So the biggest thing is, you're getting sent right into events right away. And trial by learning. And the summer months when we have all those weddings, it's definitely trial and error for the rookies.
Do you remember your first gig when you became Bucky?
I think it was a 5K. We do a lot of those in the summer. And I didn't get cleared until we have tryouts in April. I didn't get cleared until June. So I was thrown right into the mix of things. It's hard. It's really hard because it's the first time you have the 35-pound head for an hour on your shoulders. Oh, yes, I remember now. I had two events that day. I had a wedding that night too. And I was walking home and I had the bag on my shoulders. And I stopped and I set it down and I couldn't do it anymore. My shoulders hurt so bad because I had two events in the same day. You build up shoulder muscle very quickly. And it's an experience like no other, being in suit for the first time, because you know you're doing terribly. And it's the first time you have sweat like that in forever. There's no comparison to how much you sweat.
So your first gig, you had two in one day.
Mm-hmm.
You said like you're just thrown into it. Do you have practices before these gigs, or they just send you to an event? That's like your first gig, and then you start practicing once the year starts.
I wouldn't call them practices. We will all get together in a room and we'll teach them the walk and how it's supposed to be, and then we'll have them put the suit on and practice, but there's really we don't practice to the caliber of actual events.
So when you said you had two events in one day, that was your first time?
Those were my first time doing something in public. Yes. Yep.
Did you before you had those two events, like a day before or like the morning of, were you like in your place trying on the suit and looking in the mirror, like pretending like you were at the gig?
Yes. The mirror, especially, just trying to find where the nose and the mouth and the eyes are. I do remember standing there and like, okay, where are my ears? Throw my hands up. Okay, where are my eyes? Throw my hands up. Yeah, it's interesting not knowing what you're getting yourself into.
Let's talk about the outfit, because it really, Bucky is a very good looking mascot, we would have to say.
Well, obviously.
So do each of you get your own Bucky costume completely, or how does that work?
Yes, there are seven suits.
Seven suits.
Mm-hmm.
And are they reused every year, or
yep.
Like they are?
They are very expensive. We do try and fix up or replace the jersey and the gloves and the fur as need be. The only thing we get yearly are shoes, because those are the only things that actually need replacing after 1 year.
Sure.
Yeah.
So when you go home from like a gig, you have your Bucky costume. You bring it home with you every day.
Yep. Laundry.
Laundry.
We do our own laundry.
Dry cleaning?
No.
Laundry.
In the washer. Yep.
Wow. Explain the whole entire suit. Pants, top.
There's,
or is it one? I can't remember.
There's fur, a jersey, and some other parts. That's all I'm gonna let you
okay.
think with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when you have the head on,
mm-hmm.
what is it like? I mean, you were saying earlier you had to like feel where things were.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see? Explain what the feeling is inside.
So it's instantly humid just right away when you put it on. There's no, like some other mascots, they have holes up to through their neck. Like Goldie, his head is detached so he can get some air. Whereas us, it's completely sealed off. The only air you're getting is through the mouth. It's very humid in there.
Does that head just reek? Because you got to be sweating like crazy.
By the end of it, yes. But by our next event, no. Most of us use a mixture of 1/3 vodka and 2/3 water. If you spray it in there, it kills everything. And
vodka?
Yep. Dries without a smell.
Fantastic. Wait, what? Say that mixture again?
1/3 vodka, 2/3 water. That's it.
And that's how you wash the head?
Yep. Get a spray bottle, spritz it in there, kills everything, all the bacteria, and dries without a smell.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little cleaning tip for everyone.
I like
there.
That. Bucky, we like this. Okay, so when you put the Bucky suit on, do you have a ritual you go through, like kind of like a something to pump you up, get you ready for whatever you're going to do?
As often as I can, if there's a mirror in my changing room, it's like turning on a switch. I usually give a few big claps and kind of point at myself in the mirror and get ready to go. And then as soon as you're out the door, you're in character. And over the years, it's gotten way easier to just turn it on, turn it off. But no sort of ritual, just okay. kind of giving it a few big claps, getting my motions big, and then I'm out the door.
Wow. What would you say is like the craziest thing you've done as Bucky?
Not me personally, but about a month ago, we had a request for a funeral.
What?
Yeah. One of our guys went to a funeral and was like actually a part of the service. I can't imagine how awkward it was. But apparently things turned out well. He just kind of was there. And there's parts of this job where you have to know your situation, know where you're in, how much you can goof per se. And that's one of those where you just turn it down. You're just there, just kind of make people smile, but nowhere near going over the top. You're just kind of there for smiles and not really laughter.
Are you the type of person, what's your personality like when you're not Bucky? Because when you're Bucky, you got to be very outgoing. You know, obviously you aren't talking, but you've got to act like you want to be with people. Mm-hmm. What are you like when you're not Bucky?
I am also very outgoing. All of us have a little bit of ADHD. I do more so than the other guys. But we always say you kind of have to be a little weird to do this, which is true. But for the most part, we're just normal guys that just have a passion for something and can do it well. You would never guess when all seven of us are walking down the street. You would never say, hey, these guys look like the group of guys that are our mascots. No, you would never think it.
Honestly, because, I mean, I've only lived here for 2 years, but like my sister and brother-in-law and my nephew loves Bucky, and along with everybody else in mm-hmm. Wisconsin, basically, Madison. But you walk down the streets and you would never be able to pick out you as Bucky. How do you guys keep it so quiet? What's your code of conduct?
We tell everyone, we don't really have a code of conduct. We tell everyone, hey, you'll find this out later. Trust us right now. It's way more fun the less people that know. But the more you do events, and I'm a third year now, going to be a fourth year next year, more people know. It just kind of grows and grows. And it's still super fun, but you definitely miss those events where no one knows, and that's why taking events that are farther away are fun. They're fun events to do because no one knows. We tell everyone that, and how they take that is up to them. And most guys, they agree. They're like, I don't want people to know.
So when you go on a date, are you dating anyone?
I am not. Bucky is single. He is single, and I think he's, I don't even know how old he is, but he will always be single and never have a girlfriend.
But let's talk about
sorry all the ladies out there.
Okay, let's say you go on a date as you,
mm-hmm.
and the person you're on a date with asks you what you do, you know, like, do you have a job? Do you still keep it under wraps?
Yeah, a few of my friends don't know right now, and by this, they might. They have their suspicions, and I'll go, no, my media communications for the athletic department. I work a lot with Twitter and Instagram and kind of getting the social media out there. So that's why you see me around with Bucky a lot.
And they have no idea that you are playing Bucky.
Yeah. It's
that's so cool, though. I really respect that.
I love it. It's kind of fun to white lie like that a little bit sometimes.
So you have this date back to your place, and do you hide your Bucky costume?
It's usually hidden all the time. I usually, unless it's out drying. But other than that, I usually keep it in my closet. So
yeah, because what if someone, you know, you're having a party or something, and what if someone stole Bucky? Has that happened?
It has happened before. It makes the news.
Stop.
Yes.
When did this happen?
I don't actually know. These are horror stories I've heard.
So what happens if it's stolen?
It's your responsibility, so you're in trouble, first. Second, you have to find it. Third, it gets reported to the police because we don't want people having a suit. They did not pay for it to have it and to do things with it. It's not theirs. So it's a very, very serious thing if Bucky gets stolen.
Yeah, I'm so glad you keep that locked mm-hmm. up in your closet.
Yep, under lock and key.
Wow, I can't believe that. Okay, so craziest thing anyone has ever done to you while being Bucky?
There are very, especially at weddings, some of the bridesmaids have a couple too many cocktails, and they like to dance with Bucky, and at that point you just put your hands up and walk away. Yeah, so things like that happen, and every once in a while, it's really kind of awkward, but a kid will come up and hug you, but a kid is only yay high, and you don't see them coming up, so you can't drop to a knee before they do.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of put their face
in areas they shouldn't,
and you kind of just have to push away and back off. But every once in a while, just because of the limited visibility, you'll put your knee right in the face of a little child when you're trying to walk, and it's bad. Yeah, it's bad. Oh. And all you can do is you can pick them up, dust them off, and luckily the one or two times that's happened to me, the the father was there and he was just cracking up.
I think parents understand, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, they know that Bucky, mm-hmm. you know, can't see that well. Little kids don't, you know, like my nephew wouldn't probably get it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I don't think parents care too much. But okay, favorite event of all time as Bucky so far, I guess, because you still have one more year.
So we got this event that two of us were allowed to go to. Normally it's just one of us. We just go do our thing and come back. But everyone's in a lot of good events where there are two of us allowed to go to because there are a lot of things happening, so you need switch out. We got one on the schedule, and it was the Minnesota State Fair. And so I took it because I'm from Minnesota. I'm like, yeah, cool. This is an awesome event. The other guy next in seniority to me, he decided to take it as well. And it was just – we got to drive there and stay overnight, and it was just a really cool thing to be with because we're friends with a lot of the other mascots in the Big Ten.
And it was really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't hate each other by any means.
Okay.
And it was really cool to be there overnight with them and just kind of hang out, with another group of mascots.
Do you ever try on anyone else's outfit?
No.
No! Come on!
Or I might get in trouble if I say something else.
Okay. What is your schedule like? Because obviously there are seven of you, but explain how you divide up the jobs and, like, what's your schedule like?
Yeah, so we do about 800 events a year.
Total. Okay.
Yeah. So each person is doing a little over 100 events, which is one every 3 days. Everybody handles it differently. We schedule our events a month in advance. So we have our lives on lockdown a month in advance. We know what we're doing when. And you just basically you try and fit all the events you can in after class and fit in homework around that and then fit in another job on top of that. Because several of us have a second job because this is completely volunteer. So we need to make some food money. So we pick up a second job and it's really just trying to find the best way you can organize yourself. Our average weekly schedule, we meet on Sundays, usually twice a week. In the fall, it's way busier just because of football mm-hmm. specifically. But in the fall, it starts meeting on Sunday. Everyone then goes, finishes their homework that they didn't do over the weekend, of course. And then Monday, we have lifting. This year, it has been at 6 to 7 in the morning. In previous years, it was in the afternoon.
Is it mandatory?
Yes.
Okay.
Mandatory lifting. And then classes, and if you have an event that day, do it. And then Tuesday, we will meet again. And then Wednesday, we have another mandatory lift. And then Thursday, Friday, if it's during football, we'll go into the locker room and we'll make our props for our skits during each of the football games. And then Saturdays, it's football, and then Sunday you repeat.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You said you have another job on top of this. What? You don't have to say where if you don't want, but what are your hours for your second job then? Like, when do you have time for a second job?
So last year when I worked as a server in a hotel, just a hotel breakfast area, I did mornings, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Opposite of morning lift, Monday and Wednesday. So that's when I did it. I know some of the other guys, they'll do Friday afternoons because those are usually lighter. Yeah, it's just where you fit it in your life.
Because then you have class.
Yep.
What is your class schedule like?
Hectic. I try and take only 12 credits because more would be painful. Most of my classes are during the day unless I have a lab. So it's pretty easy to fit in work around it.
Do you have to keep a certain grade point average to stay or to be Bucky?
Yep, 2.0.
Okay.
That's for all of the athletic department, I believe. 2.0 cumulative GPA. You also do have to be full-time. You cannot take under 12 credits a semester. So that really adds to the whole busy schedule.
Do you have a life outside of school? Lucky. And your second job?
No. In the spring more so, yes, just because there are less a number of events. But in the fall, I put in a lot of work. We all do put in a lot of work filming each other and just with Lyft and our meetings and football on the Saturdays. Some you'll have 2 weeks stretches where you don't see any of your friends.
That's nuts. So when you say filming, is someone with you filming you like at a hockey game or a football game, and then you go back and you watch the tape to see how you've done and what you can change?
So a lot of people don't know this, but there is such a thing as mascot nationals, a national championship.
Tell me more.
The first part about it is you have from basically the start of summer until November 1st, you have that amount of time to get film of your character, and it's a 2-minute long video. And the premise of it is to show off your character. And it turns into about 60 clips, about 2 seconds a piece. But to get all 60 of those clips, you have to go to, 100 events.
Yeah.
200 events just to get those 60 clips. And we will also, when it comes down to crunch time, we'll just walk around campus and try and get stuff. But so we put a lot of time into that in the fall, and that's a lot of what our meetings is. And then after November 1st, you find out if you're in the top 10. And if you're in the top 10, you have the opportunity to go down to Disney World and perform a skit to half determine if you are the national champion. Half of it is your video score, half is the skit. And so the rest of your life after November 1st becomes that skit.
Wow. Have you ever made it to Disney World? Have you ever? Has anyone?
Yeah. So the past, I've been on the team for 3 years. We've made it 2 out of my 3 years.
So is it all of you combined or?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. All of us combined.
So then all of you go.
Yep.
Oh. Does one of you perform?
One of us performs.
Disney?
Yep. And
how do you choose?
We kind of figure that out on, so we do big events like that by seniority. We include bowl game into that, nationals, and then volleyball tournaments. And then we'll also, in the spring, we'll do it again with basketball tournaments and hockey tournaments.
Have you gotten to perform?
This past year, I chose bowl game over nationals.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So I was actually in Miami and then came back for 2 weeks and then straight back down to Disney World over winter break.
So you get to go anyways, even though you're not performing.
Yeah. The guys that aren't, so two of the guys get paid to go down there because that's how many you need to do the skit. And then the rest of us, we pay our own way to get down there and support.
What do you do? Sorry, I have to say, what do you do when kids cry? Like, what is your first thought going through your head? Because it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. There are actually 3 types of kids: shy/terrified, terrific, and terrible. The terrible ones will pull at your jersey, hit you, anything they can do to make us mad is what I think, but that's not what they're trying to do. And then the terrific kids, they everything you want them to be. Interact just perfectly. They are few and far between.
Yeah.
And then the terrified kids will cry if you get too close. And we actually go to another thing you might not know exists, a mascot camp.
See, you're holding out on me here, Bucky. You need to start like talking and telling me about these things we don't know.
Yes. So another thing that is this mascot camp. It's actually Spirit Squad camp. So our dance team and cheer team will also go. It's actually held in the Wisconsin Dells. One of them is. So we're basically the home team for that.
Cool.
But they kind of teach us how to deal with those kind of situations. And I think the most helpful thing there is we'll get all our rookies in suit, and then all the returners are sitting in front watching this happen. But the instructors will say, all right, now you have some terrified kids coming after you. How do you deal with it? And then we'll kind of give them feedback, and then we'll go, hey, you're sad at a level 1. How do you deal with that? And then sad at a level 10, your team just lost the national championship, something like that. So we get taught how to deal with those situations. And the very first thing I've learned to do is to cover my eyes because they're black and soulless. That's the thing I find terrifies most children.
Yeah.
Is the eyes. So if you can cover those and kind of try and look away, and then I'll kind of reach back a hand just for them to pet. And if that again doesn't work, move on. You did your best. There are parents that will forcibly shove a crying child onto you. And at that point, you just kind of have to say, no, I can't hold a child.
You can't at all.
Well, we try not to hold, yeah. Especially babies.
Yeah.
Because if we drop
for sure.
A baby, which has happened, it's a very bad situation.
Okay.
Not my fault.
Yeah.
Not my fault. I'm going to
throw
that out.
So you have not dropped a baby.
I did once.
You did not?
Yes, I did.
What?
I was at an event. It was breakfast with Santa, and so Santa was there and
That's
everything.
A big deal too.
And so Santa went to take a break, and so I sat on his chair, and then everyone was like, "Oh, that's hilarious! We need to get a picture." And so one of the dads or moms, I couldn't see.
That's why you shouldn't hold babies.
Yeah, exactly. We can't see.
We just
can't see.
Sorry, keep going.
Puts one on my lap, and I feel it, and I go, "Oh, okay, I have a child here." And then I have my hand around someone else, and then he comes back with a second child, puts it on my other leg, and I just, like, froze. I didn't know what to do. I tried to reach my hand back to hold the child, but before then, it was too late. Just slid right off, hit the ground, started bawling.
How old was the kid?
I think under 2 years old, for sure.
Oh, my God. What'd they say?
I don't remember. Just kind of blacked out in the.
It's basically their fault, I would say, because parents should know people cannot see in those suits.
Yeah. But we try not to hold babies as much as we can. But as far as little children are, we'll get down on their level. We'll sit on the ground with them instead of holding them.
What's been like your biggest challenge? So you do hockey games, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been one of your biggest challenges being Bucky? Is it like the dancing or the skating or improv or what?
As far as actually being Bucky, honestly, just getting used to everything takes a long time. Dancing is pretty hard just because of the lack of movement, I'd say. We don't really have a neck. I'd say that's probably the hardest part is dancing. Dancing well.
Right. But who cares? Like, Bucky's just goofy, right?
Yeah. Well, I did get called out for my dance moves once on live television.
You did?
Yeah, by Samantha Ponder. And
what'd they say?
So the camera guy came up to me and he's like, "Perfect, Bucky, dance just like that." And I was dancing to a smooth jazz song. And then the music cut out and then they put me on TV.
Oh, no.
And so I'm not going to lie, it probably looked bad. And then she goes, "Come on, Bucky, we've seen better dance moves from you than that." And I died.
Aww.
I died. I was live TV. But it's those things you got to bounce back from.
Have you ever fallen? Like, okay, so you had that instance. Have you ever fallen or like done something that you didn't mean to do and you're like, you play it off, obviously?
Yeah, for sure. You can't see below your stomach. So anything lower than your stomach, you're going to trip over. And especially when you're doing stuff around live television, like the Big Ten. Well, specific example I had was the Big Ten Network tailgate they did out in Gordon's lawn. There was a little platform probably a foot off the ground, just kind of rose up a foot. And I was running, giving people high fives, didn't see it, just took a huge tumble. Everyone said it looked hilarious, but at that point, a big thing that gets you out of it is you pretend to be dead, and then you raise up your arms like they're CPR, and then you give yourself CPR, throw the legs up, make a big deal out of it. But a lot of the job is improv and playing situations off.
So do you always have a Bucky with you not in costume?
Nope.
No. So you're usually by yourself?
Usually by yourself.
Okay.
Suit, you can get on by yourself. So we just do it on our own. And it's worked out for us. Whereas other teams, other mascots, I know they do send someone else just to be there. But we don't. We don't do that.
Has anyone tried to start a fight with Bucky?
Of course.
Drunk people.
Literally anything you can imagine, it's probably happened.
Yeah.
From those, you just kind of, like put up your fist like you're going to fight, and then you laugh it off and walk away.
Yeah.
Really not a whole lot you can do. And that's a big thing we do is laughing it off a lot of situations.
Mm-hmm.
Bucky laughs a lot, so he's laughs it off, walk away. Pretty easy to get out of situations like that.
So what are you going to miss most about being Bucky? You have one more year. What are you going to miss most?
I think being a part of something. It's really cool to be a part of a group of guys that all work so hard to put on the same show. And especially it goes with filming for Nationals and just everything about it. And I definitely will miss those events where I'll get in the suit and then the first thing I see is a child and just makes their day. That's going to be a big thing I'm going to miss is having the opportunity to make people's days every day.
Bucky's famous, you know?
Like, yeah.
What an experience to get to say you were Bucky.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Like, one day when you get married, have kids, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bucky, I got to end this on one final question. Can you teach me how to Bucky?
Of course I can. Actually, no, I can't. There's
you can't?
There's one Bucky that did that video, and he was a stellar dancer, and very few have been able to copy him since. And when when people play that at weddings a bunch,
yeah,
you just kind of do whatever, and people are like, oh, yeah, that's how you do it. Yeah, you just kind of make up your own dance.
Okay.
Just because it's, yep.
You can't.
Bless his soul. He did it well.
Well, thanks for going under the covers with us, Bucky.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, and thank you so much for going under the covers with us. You know, next week we're going to be going under the covers and chatting with my mom squad. If you know me, you know I don't have kids, but a lot of my girls do. They've got families, kids, and they're married. And so they're going to really get real, get raw, talk about what it's like when you find out you're pregnant. The changes your body goes through, like this.
My boobs are like pancakes.
Yes, oh, they shrink. I was like, what's going on?
Ew,
yeah.
They get so
like, you're
gross.
Done,
really?
Yeah, yeah, they're
pancake.
Just like, boom.
I love it. Yep. If you have kids, you're going to definitely want to hear about this because you are probably going to be able to relate. And if you don't have kids, well, this is just going to get you ready for what to expect. Going under the covers with my mom squad next week. Can't wait. Hope you can be here.